The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Guys, it's me, Matsy. It's time for a fucking other Medsy Monday. Whoa, whoa. Wish it was Sunday. Whoa, whoa. Fucking Sunday. It's too late to apologize. It's too late. Oh, yeah. Yo. So, how much does it mean to get an apology? How much does getting an apology mean to you? Do you need apologies of people? In order for the relationship, in whatever context your relationship is, do you need an apology? Otherwise you can't go forwards. I wonder why. Why do you need an apology so much when you won't give one? You feel awkward giving an apology. Why is that, I wonder? Usually, people who won't give an apology for two reasons. Well, more kind of two reasons combined. People who are high on narcissism, the personality trait, in one of these books that I've read about in here. That one, actually. The H Factor of Personality. If you're high in narcissism, you might think that you're better than other people. You might think you're above apologising to that person because they are below you somehow. But really, it's because we won't apologise because we're scared of rejection. We're scared to be rejected by the other person, that the other person will reject our apology. So, and that everyone is reluctant to apologise because of the rejection. But a highly narcissistic person will think they're above it, when in fact, deep down, it's just a veneer. They're putting a veneer of toughness on. But deep down, that's just to protect themselves, because deep down, they're actually soft as shit as well. Whenever you've had an argument with someone, fallen out with someone who's quite close to you, because the closer someone is, the more painful an argument might be. Do you really require one? Do you really, if you ask yourself, why do you need one so much? Have you ever used an apology as some kind of tool to beat someone with? You know, is it transactional? You apologize, then I might do this. You apologize to me, then we can carry on the relationship. And if you're that kind of person, I would say that's weak. That's a weak person, because you're not seeing the bigger picture. Because that kind of attitude, using apologies transactionally in that way, rots the relationship long term. And I'm sure most of you will agree, a good life, the best lives, are filled with the best relationships. All the best lives that we're aware of, the people's lives who would, you know, the people who have lived the best life have typically had the best relationships. So if we require an apology so deeply, what you're doing is undermining the potential of the relationship long term. You know, do we need to do an apology? Do we need to apologise ourselves? How important is it for us to apologise? Well, basic human group etiquette. We have to follow the norms of what humanity does, and the people in our local area and the people we've grown up around. That's what culture is. So, yeah, we like we think it's polite to apologise for something. If we've done something wrong, it's polite to apologise. Good. It's good group etiquette. It says, you're important to me. And if somebody, if you're willing to say that to someone, even though you might be rejected, there's a chance you might be rejected, you're really being vulnerable. You're opening your heart out to these people when you reject, when you apologise. And you, there's a chance that you could be rejected, right? But you're showing genuine bravery by doing. That's what real bravery is, with people who are willing to be vulnerable, who can overcome their own inner dickhead. But what it does when you apologise to people, genuinely apologise, it strengthens relationships and you find that it becomes reciprocated. People are much more willing to apologise to you as well. And it just shows you, it shows you've got an inner strength. It makes you feel like your inner strength is getting stronger. And other people can detect it on you. You don't need to tell people that you're strong or pretend to be strong. People can just sense it on you because you believe it, because you are. So what would you say, what I think the best way to apologise is basically quickly and sincerely. Make eye contact. The earlier you do it, the easier it is. Just say it. I'm sorry for doing that. I'm sorry that I made you feel that way. I didn't realise I was acting in that way. You've said it. If they want to carry on being angry at you, now you've passed it across to them. You've batted the ball across. Now it's on. It's up to them whether they want to hold on to that resentment or not. But you've done what you can, providing it's meant with sincerity. But you've got to ask yourself, you know, is your need for an apology from someone holding you back? Because you just need to let it go. It's in the past, and this new moment is a moment to start again. Every moment is a new moment to start again. We only get one life. I'll see you later on, guys. Love you. Bye. The Future Lifestyle Blow Podcast.